Welcome back, and joining us now is Piers Corbyn. He is the best known leading activist against the new normal diktats of the World Economic Forum, opposed all COVID restrictions from day one, arrested 16 times in the resistance, ran up 61,000 pounds of charges in London's ultra-low emission zones, which we've talked about on here, got his car back for 850 pounds in the auction and so forth. And he's got he's been focused on COVID and on climate, the two big MacGuffins, as I call them. But he's somebody who has not just talked the talk, he has walked the walk. And we've seen him opposing the cashless society. He certainly understands where all this stuff is going on. So I'm very pleased to have him on the program. Thank you for joining us, sir.
Well, the pleasure's mine.
Tell us a little bit about, you oppose this from day one. You point out that Boris Johnson, when you're running for office, you said he sought your advice on climate matters, yes. But and even before the lockdown, but of course he didn't, and you ran for office yourself as well. Right now, you know, as you're looking at this, opposing CBDC, opposing the gradual boiling the frogs into a cashless society, you know, all of that is happening. Right. Tell us, what is your number one priority right now in the UK as you see it?
Number one priority is to break the ULEZ impositions, or rather break the New World Order impositions on the biggest thing that people understand in Britain at the moment, which yes. is this zoning.
And that's, and let me just say for our audience here, that's the ultra low emission zones where they're saying, you know, if you even move your car, you're going to get like mm-hmm. $15 fine or equivalent to that in the US or something like that. If you even move your car, you're going to get that. You got to have an electric car or you can't move an inch.
A diesel van, no, it's the same thing.
Mm-hmm. But, and so you've had a lot of people, big surveillance, and a lot of people have destroyed these cameras. Tell us a little bit about that and how that is shaping up.
Yes. Well, we've got a good slogan. We've got a good little leaflet here, which I'll hold up. Here we are. This.
Yes.
Private wall, do not pay, take down the campus. Good. And we've got a map on the back, which you can't see details of, but it shows a lot of cameras have been taken down. We're, of course, demanding the councils take the cameras down, and some councils, some, have refused to have them put up, but they're very slithery and dodgy on it. Most of those councils are saying, they're saying not put them up yet, or stupid things like that. Mm-hmm. Or they're saying, yes, well, we'll have ultra-low emission zone, but not here yet. You know, all that nonsense. Mm-hmm. Now we have to sweep away the whole thing. So best thing is the two things I said. Drive at will, do not pay, and take down the cameras. Now, the driving at will, as you mentioned, I ran up £61,000, and they took my car, and I bought the car back at an auction. but what I'm doing now is I have the car, but I've sold the car to somebody else for £1, and the bills then, the demands for money, go to them. And they point out to the authorities, well, I was not driving, sir. Mr. Corbyn was driving. So they have to then and write to me. And I say, well, okay, I'm not going to pay. And they've got no powers of entry with these warrants of control because the Northampton County Court is not actually a court involving a judge or anybody with power. It's merely a computer. And they don't want to have any court cases. They're scared of them. So we're soldiering on and getting more people on board. And I think we can win this in practice if we take down the cameras because people will drive around and won't pay anything.
Yes.
But otherwise,
and that's the key thing, is civil disobedience. The key thing is civil disobedience, and to call them to point out the emperor has no clothes, they have no authority. They're not legitimate laws. They're not legitimate courts, and it has to be defied. And if more people do what you're doing, that would be the end of this. If people would just stand up and oppose this.
Yeah, well, and of course, the next thing to do is, well, there's many other issues to deal with, like cashing and the climate issue and so on, which is the ideological backup of almost everything they do. But to win, we have to have a kind of united front of actions ready for people to actually do. Because the politicians, of course, are running around in small circles, blaming each other for these things. But in the end, whichever one you vote for, you get the same outcome.
Yeah.
And, you know, and that happens to a large extent in America. where, you know, all the parties were saying this or that about things, but all of them were supporting the vaccination programs.
That's right.
Which, of course, well, there's people been injured and dying. They've been killed by the vaccinations. So, anyway, the point about building a united front is that there's many different parties and groups who might not want to work with each other because they're suspicious of each other, but they would at least agree to support people around a basic united front. So we've got different groups together now, which are standing up for specific principles. Mm-hmm. And the first one is, believe it or not, so simple, men are men and women are women.
Yes.
And therefore, we're against this transgender brainwashing of children. Now, you go to some political meetings and they call you a Nazi for saying such a thing. So it's crazy, but that's the first principle. Second principle thing is roads are for traveling, and therefore we're against all this paying to move around, zoning, all of those things. Mm-hmm. And the third one of the 12, I won't list them all, is man-made climate change does not exist, which is the underlying ideological framework which fools everybody into submission for carbon footprinting, ID, everything.
Yes.
And the ID, of course, is a crucial thing. And I suppose the fourth thing, if you like, is about ID. And, of course, the keep cash issue is fundamental to that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because if you can keep cash, they cannot control you by ID methods or turn off your cash flow.
That's
so
right.
We have to insist on cash everywhere. And people saw me at the Aldi store, which was an app-only store, and I walked in and I took some strawberries, put the money on the – well, there's no till and nothing in there. I put the money on the table and told the security guys who are not meant to collect money. I said, well, there's the money. I'm going. And I offered them a strawberry as well. And the police came. They said, you can't do that. I said, yes, I can. Call the police. So the police came, and the police said, ah, Mr. Corbyn, this is above my pay grade. He said. So he phoned up, and another half hour later, he comes back. He says, well, sir, what you did is legal. What you gave was legal tender. The Metropolitan Police will take the matter no further. So, you know, anybody go into one of these stores and put down the cash and go.
That's right.
And a lot
and
of people,
I wonder what his pay grade, you know, he's got a pay grade. How do they pay him? Do they pay him with the paper money or do they copper. Pay him? Yeah, so.
Well, he was a newbie, Mr. Copper. He'd been there a few months, I think. Probably hoping to climb the greasy pole. Perhaps he was hoping I'd be his first arrest. I don't know. But he was, you know, gobsmacked. He had to let me go.
You remind me very much of a professor that just before his retirement, and he'd been arrested so many times because he walked the walk. And he was his cause was fully informed juries. And so he would go places and hand out flyers because trial by jury was such a fundamental part of both your country and our country. And so, absolutely. You know, we have judges who say, no, you don't have a right to judge the law. And he wanted people to understand that. Mm-hmm. So he'd hand out the flyers and they would always try to get him for jury tampering and things like that because the judges will lie to people about that. And so he'd always get arrested, but he kept doing it over and over and over again. I interviewed him. He was a great guy. And he had so many different arrests that when he saw the police coming, he would get down on the ground and put his hands behind his back, hoping that they wouldn't throw him to the ground and hurt him. I mean, you know, he'd been arrested so many times, he knew what the drill was, and he tried to get into a position where they couldn't hurt him as easily. He was a really great activist, and I see you in the same mold, quite frankly.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't put my hands behind the back, because that's very uncomfortable. I always put them on the front and hold my wrist together to stop them putting their hands to the back, because it can be very painful.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, my last arrest, we had a wrestling match about that, and they let me be handcuffed at the front.
Well, you know, it is interesting because as we saw all these lockdowns, and of course, you have been very adamant about opposing one of the flyers that I see here. You're talking about end all virus injection programs now, no more lockdowns or regulations. And of course, when we saw the lockdowns.
Yes. Those are the other demands in this.
Yes.
United front. Yes.
And when we saw all of that, the key part of that was that. They still had this direction that they wanted us to go. They had one solution that they wanted us to follow. Just like when you look at taking away our mobility, they got one solution. That's the electric car, which they is neither safe nor effective, just like their virus is.
No,
I call it the Yeah.
It's dangerous.
Yeah, that's right. And so, you know, it is really key when we understand the things that helped us during this lockdown were cash and cars. They were one of the ways, and that's why they're so adamant to take those things away right now. And I see this climate as well as the COVID stuff as being just you know, twins of with the same goal that they want to get at. And so in both cases, cash and cars are
absolutely in their way. Completely. Yes, and I think the idea, well, there's two basic things to approach. Is one is the ideology that people have which hold them back. Like, you know, we have people in the ultra-low emission zone opposition movement, the ULEZ movement, or the LEZs in other parts of the country, which is low emission zones, where they say, oh, yeah, Piers, we agree with you because you want to drive around, but we are worried about the environment and believe in the climate nonsense, you see. Now, you can't ride both horses because, you know, if you believe the climate con, you're going to be forced into lots of things. So it's important people know the arguments. And we've got here a pamphlet, and I would urge people to read it. It's downloadable on my website, one of my websites, weatheraction.com. That's my long-range forecasting company. Just download that, and you see it's easy link, and the download works very quickly. Man-made climate change does not exist. And when you read that, you can argue with these brainwashed people. Mm-hmm. You're going to upset them. They will scream and shout, some of them, but you're going to have to do it because if we don't break this hold, you know, we will lose. We will lose.
That's right.
It's a very powerful grip they've got.
And it is. It's fear. It's propaganda from the media and that type of thing, but it's trying to get them to understand really what CO2 is. I see part of your list here. CO2 is the gas of life. Yeah. Talk about that and tell us a little bit why man-made climate change does not exist. Give us a little breakdown on your thing.
Yes, I'll tell you that. The simplest thing to understand and talk to people about is say, look, 20,000 years of accurate data from ice cores shows that carbon dioxide levels follow changes in temperature. Not the other way around. There's a lag due to sea circulation, but, you know, that is the fact. CO2 levels follow temperature. It's not CO2 levels causing temperature change. So that is enough to end all the arguments. That is just it. That's all you need to know. If they start moaning a bit more, you say, well, look, the other thing that's nonsense about it is what they're telling you is that somehow carbon dioxide up in the sky where it's colder sends more radiation downwards and therefore makes the ground warmer. Well, if you believe that, then it's heat being moved from a colder place to a warmer place just because it's changed its color. Well, all right. If you want to save money, then you could put cold water and a tea bag in a cup and hope it'll warm up. Well, it won't. It doesn't work like that. So, you know, the theory of greenhouse effect is actually fake physics. And you can read the pamphlet, you can understand that. It talks about things which do not happen. It's wrapped up in clever confusion about wavelengths and this and that, but it's hiding the issue.
Yes.
So, you know, those two things are enough. And, you know, just argue about it everywhere and refuse, carbon footprint tracking and all that stuff, which goes down to surveillance. And I think the big thing to understand of the New World tyranny is they want mass surveillance, they want depopulation, they want you controlled into tower blocks.
That's right.
Where they can keep you in control and not lose power because, you know, the cabal behind all of this are in danger of losing their grip, and that is scaring them. So they're prepared for people to die, as many as they need to die, in order to maintain their grip.
And of course, that's been a big part of this stuff from the very beginning. I remember the first Earth Day here in the United States and how they had gone to Paul Ehrlich and the population bomb, and it was always about there's too many people, and we're all going to starve because in just a few years we're going to have a new ice age. And before the decade,
let's move to boiling us away now. But anyway,
Before the decade was out, they changed it 180 degrees away. Now it's going to be global warming, and then they had all these fake projections about it. You know, I think it's interesting that the thing that just came out had about 1,600 scientists talking about it. And one of the key things that one of the guys talked about in this paper, he said the IPCC, the UN's panel about climate change, said they're trying to tell people that there's a difference in man-made CO2 versus naturally occurring CO2. And he goes,
Oh, that one.
It's like one atom of carbon and two of oxygen. So how is this different in any way, shape, or form? But let me ask you this. You know, we had, I thought that we finally had these guys about 15 or so years ago with ClimateGate there in the UK in East Anglia. And, you know, we had these guys passing notes back and forth saying the models didn't work. And they had to conspire about how they were going to hide the decline. So, you know, it got a little bit of attention, but then the press and the politicians essentially swept it under the carpet, didn't they? And, you know, what? Does anybody in the UK ever talk about ClimateGate anymore? I talk about it all.
Well, I do a bit, yes. And people are interested in it. But you're right. They did sweep it away. Well, they did. They got a lord who was up to his neck in wind farms and all these dodgy things. And he was put in charge of a public inquiry into it. Now, this is the English way of disposing of things. So the public inquiry run by him and his cronies, of course, exonerated the meddling of data by the University of East Anglia and said there was no case to answer. So then it was, you know, politicians are then told, oh, it's all right, it's all okay, they can fiddle what they like. And that's how they ostensibly got away with it.
It's kind of like putting the CIA in charge of the Warren Commission, which I think they did.
Completely. Absolutely. It was exactly that.
Yeah,
and this guy, I went to some meetings, you know, I said, look, you're up to your neck in this, you know, you're going to make more money from wind farms and all that. But, you know, he just doesn't buy an eyelid, just carries on and reads the statement of the committee, which he himself wrote, of course, you know.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Here, I mean, in the end, the English democratic system has got plenty of corruption at the top to stop it going too far.
Yeah.
They allow democracy, not too much, you know. Whereas we are completely for accountability. We say the heads of all of these institutions ought to be elected. Head of the BBC should be elected. We've got to have evidence-based science. A system whereby this nonsense they come up with is not even, well, not even worthy of discussion. You say, look, you can't make these claims, but you haven't got evidence. I mean, you know, you've got to show, you know, how do you negate the fact that CO2 follows temperature? I mean, when they claim it's the other way around, I mean, it should be enough.
That's right. Yeah, that's what I've been saying.
However, most politicians are not scientifically educated, get bamboozled and tricked by so-called advisors. And, well, they're bribed and tricked anyway to carry on with whatever the New World tyranny wants. And that is the problem before us. So that's why the only way to win is direct action.
Yeah.
So where the tools of the New World Order are broken, that's what we're doing, breaking them.
The common man. They created Common Core to dumb down our children. They created Common Pass to track and control us. Their Commons Project to make sure the commoners own nothing. And the communist future. They see the common man as simple, unsophisticated, ordinary. But each of us has worth and dignity created in the image of God. That is what we have in common. That is what they want to take away. Their most powerful weapons are isolation, deception, intimidation. They desire to know everything about us while they hide everything from us. It's time to turn that around and expose what they want to hide. Please share the information and links you'll find at thedavidknightshow.com. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing. If you can't support us financially, please keep us in your prayers. TheDavidKnightShow.com.